Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, friendos? We're back. It's In This League, Hour 2. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. The very famous authors, Chris Welsh. You know right. What we should do? This is
Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman, and Mark Twain.
Okay, but see, that's the order. But this is what you do. When you become a respected author, like we are, is you no longer take your first name. You have to initialize it, like J.R.R. Tolkien or C.S. Lewis.
G. Scott Bogman.
Yeah, so you should be, you want to go S.G. Bogman, like that, or G.S. Bogman?
S.G., I don't know, S.G. sounds weird to me.
I think S.G. Bogman is...
G.S. Bogman?
No, S.G. Bogman, that's fantastic. That sounds like...
No, see, I'd rather be like Prince, where it's just you go by one name, so it's just Bogman.
Okay, so then I would be C.S. I would be C.S.
You'd
Welsh.
You'd be Count Welshula.
Yeah, my middle name is S, so I would C.S. be C.S. Welsh. So I'm C.S.
C.S.
Welsh.
Lewis and then C.S. Welsh,
C.S.
right.
Welsh and just Bogman. It's like Banksy is what you are.
Banksy.
We'll do some artwork in the book. You go buy the physical paperback, and we'll do the some artwork in it. I had thrown around this idea, but I've already had, I think, enough of my embarrassment when I look at the book sales. But I was thinking we should do like a special edition where we were going to like make notes in the book, and like I like draw pictures. We'd make it this like one of a kind thing, and then we'd auction it off. But we would get $20 maximum.
Like the notes of a crazy person.
Yeah, like
it's like when they sell Ted Bundy's journal.
You know, like it would be like, you know, one page would be like if you were drunk, you just draw little penises everywhere, and another one we'd circle
it's like
something.
13% of kids do it.
Yeah, and we do it, and adults, 10% of adults, and we would make little notes about things and maybe draw a picture, maybe draw like one page as a physical comic or something like that. But we would get $20. Like someone would just want to be nice. Like Joe Slezak would be like, well, I don't want them to be embarrassed. So he'd be like $10. And it's like, that's not worth it. We want to make a one of a time collector's item. You guys don't want to buy the book. What am I thinking? They don't want to buy the book
one of a
at
time.
All.
Thank you, Antonio Brown.
One of a time. One of a time.
you're a regular
story regular Mr. Big Belly. There.
Once upon a thing. There were people doing stuff.
Once a lime a time, one damn a lime a ding dong. But I don't know what I'm thinking. People don't want to buy the normal book. Why would anybody want the special edition where we write all over it?
The special penis edition. That'll be out in 2 weeks,
it'll
of
be
course.
The Pen 15
after
edition.
After the Welsh gets done drawing some big veiny bastard on that thing.
The Pen 15 edition. Yeah, we call it the super bad edition. Remember?
The super bad edition.
Jonah Hill just like drew penises all the time. So that's what we would do in our book. But if you wanted, you could check it out. Into Season is cool. I think it's a good piece to go with draft guides for your upcoming drafts. You can get it instantly at InThisLeague.com, and you can get it with a PDF. It's searchable. It's pretty cool. You can get the Kindle on Amazon, or you can get the physical paperback book. And we definitely had some good listeners. I've seen a couple people buy a couple, give it to somebody. I've seen people buy the PDF and the actual book. So I appreciate all that. But you want to check it out, go to Amazon, search 99 Player Debates. You'll find it there. Or you can go to InThisLeague.com, and the links to Amazon are there, plus the PDF. And then they can have fun. We've even been tweeting out some of the actual debates. We've done like 3 or 4 of them and put up some results, which I thought were interesting because I've done 2 debates. You did 1. And I think 2 of them have come back with almost an identical judge answer. But one of them was completely polar opposite of what the judges in our books did. And I won't tell which
one. Yeah.
So you want to go take a look. You can go on at Is It the Welsh. You can see all that fun stuff. Fun
stuff. Right. Buy the book.
Yeah. Buy it. Drafts too, Bogman. We are literally in this moment the most drafts that we could handle. We just did a mock draft for The Athletic. We are in 5 slow drafts right now. The TGFBI just ended. And we've got two more coming up with the Fantasy Black Book, a staff one and a listener one. We might literally have seven slow drafts going at once.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And actually, I don't think I've even told you this about the home league. We've got four guys on the outs, the Welsh.
Four.
So it might be redo time on that one.
No redo time. Unless we're doing a whole rehaul that I get to play a role in picking, making it fun. Okay, I already know the two.
Making it fun. I'm sorry. The miserable league now that you hate.
Like a home dynasty. No, like a home dynasty type of league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bigger minor leagues is what I'm saying.
Bigger minor leagues, of course, bigger.
That's what I want. It's
50 minor league spots now.
Well, that'd be great. Was one of them that guy that we always say needed to leave that we were just stealing money from?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Who is the third?
Couch.
No.
Yeah.
He's out?
Sucks at baseball, he says. He says he wants out.
He texted me. We're going to a show next week on the weekend. And he texted me. He said, I never hear from Couch. And he texted me. He said, yo, can I ride with you to the show? Because apparently he lives near me. And I said, sure. I'm going to text him right now. Not unless you get back in the league. He can't leave the league. Nobody cares about any of this. But isn't that brutal? Do you guys ever have that? You had a long-term league? Like, sometimes you want people to leave. Believe me, I play in some leagues. I would kill for some people to go away. And this league has those. And one of the guys that I just, not that he's a bad guy, but like, we wanted this one guy to go in a league, but then you lose the people you don't want. It's brutal.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising. So we'll see. What's that?
I was saying, what do you think the percentages are of people that want others to leave in leagues? Like, just take random person. You're listening right now. How many people in your own leagues do you want to go away? Like, what do you think on average? Like,
are you talking about how many people have that mindset of wanting at least one person to leave?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what do you think the average is? Like, someone's playing in a league and there's
90%.
Like, oh, you think they want everybody else to leave?
Not everybody else to leave, but they want at least one person out.
Okay, I was saying more like, what's the average amount of people someone wants out? Like, does the average person dislike two people or one?
I think one would probably be the average because, you hear this all the time. This would be a great league if this prick just wasn't in it. You know what I mean? Like, you'll hear that kind of stuff all the time. Like, if Jim wasn't in this league, it'd be great.
Yeah, this guy doesn't pay attention to anything. Because that's the problem what we had. We had that problem where in this home league dynasty, we had people that, first off, just kind of didn't care. But at the same time, though, we would have, like, the minor league portion. They just didn't try. And they wouldn't even respond and stuff like that. And people don't set your lineups and stuff. So I kind of think it might be close to two. I think you're right. There's probably, like, the average person, there's one person they can't stand in a league. But I'll bet you if you got to averages, if we put out a poll, which I'm not going to do because the context will be amazing. If I said 1, 2 to 3 or 4 to 5, I think 2 to 3 would get the majority of the win of how many the standard person wants out of their own home leagues.
I mean, I'm just so confident that that's not the case. I would bet. I kind of want you to put that.
Okay. You want me to? All right. Now I'm going to put it out. So let's put it together. How am I doing this?
In your home league with people that you know.
Okay, so in your home, well, I kind of want to ask it as a general, like, should I be asking what do you want or what do they think people?
No, I think what do they want because they'll give an honest answer.
Okay, in your home league, how many people do you wish would go away? Or would get kicked out?
Would quit the league.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you wish would quit the league? So I'm going to go, should I go 1, 2 to 3, and then 4 to 5? Or should I go 1, 2?
1, 2 to 3, 4+.
Okay, 4+. So only the three answers. So in your home league, how many people do you wish would quit that league? Should I preface it with saying, like, that would make it more fun?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Just say say something along the lines of, yeah, the annoying guy, the guy that doesn't set his lineup, the guy that does too many trades,
would quit that league to make it better. And I'll put not set lineup guy,
too many trades guy,
a-hole guy.
Not too many trades guy, bad trade guy.
Yeah, so I'm saying not set lineup
guy. You can offer me a trade every day. I don't care. But if it's horrible trades all the time, I'm going to start getting pissed.
Doesn't pay attention guy, etc. Okay, so I gave some examples here. I said not set a lineup guy, a-hole guy, bad trade guy, doesn't pay attention guy, etc. Right?
Right, right.
So in your home league, how many people do you wish would quit that league to make it better? So I'm going to add in this league. And it's really good when I do this on the radio. And Bob, should I give it any context of like? Should I give it some context of like we have
just
someone
do
in our home?
FNTSY hashtag research.
Well, yeah, but I mean, should I give it some context so people that we play leagues in aren't thinking that we're passively aggressively because they won't listen to this, think we're talking about them? Well,
you tag Couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't say his Twitter handle on here.
I'm not going to do it either. So, how about I'll say this? We had some leave our home league, but
that we wish didn't.
But in your home league, how many people do you wish would? And I'm going to put in capitals. Would doing this on air not so good? Quit that league to make it better. All right, I'm putting that out. So just put that out there. So you think firmly one is going to win. I think 2 to 3 takes the lead.
Yeah, I just think that almost every league that I've ever commissioned, it's been, oh, man, this league would be great if X wasn't in it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Whoever that guy is, the bad trade guy, the annoying guy, the guy that talks too much smack, whatever it is. It's the guy that doesn't do his minor league stuff, the guy that doesn't pay attention, the guy that doesn't respond to trade offers. There's all sorts of different people that can make a league annoying.
And two, it also comes down to the person that you are, you know, because like,
yeah, of course,
I don't get worked up about a bunch of stuff where I know people that get worked up about everything. Very little annoys me. I don't like the people that make the league a bad experience. I don't like bad experience person, whatever that is. Bad experience can be someone that doesn't care at all or someone that cares way too much. I want to have a good experience with it, but each person is different. That's why I think this question is interesting, because I think 2 to 3 signals a lot more, signals to a lot more different answers. So we said we had some leave our home league that we wish didn't, but in your home league, how many people do you wish would quit that league to make it better? So it's just kicking off here. So we will. That's a fun question. We'll take a look at that and see what type of comments we get in under it, too, because I imagine that's going to be super fun. How about. Bogman, here's a transition like this. Comments that could get you in trouble. If any of the people in our home league that are listening, we could get in trouble. Couch might get in trouble. I don't want Couch to leave, though. I mean, there was one guy in the league I wanted to go, and I'm glad he's gone. Perfectly nice guy.
Ryan did. What am I trying to say? I just had a stroke. Ryan with Schmryan.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And he's gone.
This is in our personal home league, and yes. That's okay because it just.
I agree too.
Yeah.
So he. By the way, he was like, "I'm good for football, though." So.
Okay. They're always good for football.
I think
won
football last year, so I think he's into it, of course.
Yeah, they're always good for football. But speaking of words that can get you in trouble. Bryce Harper, what was he? 48 hours into Philly? He goes out and says, what is the quote? I had it here, but then I went to the poll. It was, if you don't think in 2020, I'm not reaching out to Mike Trout. He essentially said, like, you're crazy. And his ass got in trouble for it.
Yeah. The Angels are pissed. And they want, I think they want him fined for this, because this is... And I hate this anymore.
They did the Pelicans thing, dude. They did the Pelicans. Yes. They're like, hey, league, look into this.
Right. It's tampering. Really? Saying that I'm going to call the best player in baseball and ask him if he wants to come play on my team is tampering. Why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't anyone that has Mike Trout's phone number be like, if I had Mike Trout's phone number, I'd be like, do you know how awesome it is to live in the city where you also do spring training? You have to do hotels for a month. All you got to do is drive right back to your house after the game. It's the best, man. So it's definitely something I would do. You know, I mean, that would be everybody's got their own selling points for their team. He's going to make his pitch, of course. And why wouldn't the Phillies next year be in on that? This isn't a person that has the right to sign anyone. So why would he be – why is this tampering? He has no control over who the Phillies sign.
Is the tampering thing maybe the dumbest thing in all of professional sports? Like, okay, you don't want the guys actively going out doing recruiting and stuff like that. But, like, we all know what's going on. I mean, maybe right. The same argument as steroids where, you know, blind eye and we come on here and we rail against steroids and then we know guys are doing it on the side. But it's like, what is the tampering? He didn't say, hey, Mike, come and play with me. He's just like, you think I'm not going to talk to him when he's a free agent? Of course I am. It's his hometown. Yeah, let's focus on the league being fun. You know what let's not focus on? I got an idea. Let's focus less on Mike Trout or Bryce Harper talking about Mike Trout coming in 2020, and let's focus on what idiotic damn move they're doing with the independent league where they're experimenting with moving the mound back 2 feet, bigger bases. What are you
bigger
talking
bases?
About? Yeah, the bigger. Let me see if I can find it.
Are they going to be inflated or something? Like, what are they doing?
Independent.
They're going to have bouncy bases. You can bounce off them. It's going to be great.
Let's see. Well, they announced. Okay, so here you go. Here are the things that they're going to experiment. Home plate umpire assisted in calling balls and strikes by a TrackMan radar tracking system. That's fine. No mound visits permitted by players or coaches other than for pitching changes and medical issues. Whoa. Pitchers
in
must.
In fact, let's just go ahead and. Just go ahead and get rid of that umpire and just go with that machine back
sure.
there.
That's pitchers must face a minimum of 3 batters or reach the end of an inning before they can exit the game. I actually don't hate those last two, but here you go.
That one's not horrible.
Increase the size of first, second, and third base from 15 inches to 18 inches square.
I mean, I'm never against getting an extra 3 inches, the Welsh. You know that, but...
It's the most important 3 inches we've ever gotten. Here, let me go through the others real quick, because we got to go to break here, actually. You know what? I'm going to give you these next... 2 of the next 3 are really, really important. So don't go anywhere. We're going to go to break. More In This League coming up. We're going to finish up with this and talk some fantasy baseball. So In This League, we'll be right back.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
I remember that.
Welcome back. In This League, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What are we talking about? We're talking about how many people do you want out of your fantasy league? What idiotic decisions is MLB focusing on instead of making the game better? I mean, they think they're experimenting with ways to make the game better. Not so much. And we're going to actually talk about some of the leagues we've been drafting just to give you context. We finished up TGFBI. Bogman and I have an ALNL 16-man league. The sounds that came from Spore when we talked about that were incredible. The sounds that came from him. We've also got a head-to-head and a points. And you know what? Are we? Maybe we probably can. I was about to say, can we talk about the Athletic mock we did? But that's probably purely up on the Athletic. I don't even think the article's out yet. So
yeah, they just sent us an email to, in the middle of us recording this stuff. Like, did you guys not get the email about the questions that we had? And I did not get it.
I did not either. So we will answer that. So I guess we'll maybe we could talk about a pick or two from that one in the points league that were interesting, but not the whole thing because it is up at the Athletic. But we went to break. We were talking about. These, I guess it's half and half. Maybe I'm making it a little too overblown. It's not like horrifically moronic what they're, I mean, you do need to experiment. At least they're not taking all these rule changes and making it a part of baseball. What they're doing is they're experimenting in the independent league. They built up some contracts so they can mess with this stuff. Some of the things make sense. Umpires assisted by a TrackMan radar. The mound visit thing, I think, is fine because it speeds up the game. The pitchers having to face a minimum of three batters is interesting. I hate the base thing being bigger. That's, what are we doing? Now, here's the other two, or three. Require two infielders to be on each side of second base when a pitch is released. If not, the ball is dead and the umpire shall call a ball. That is no shifting. That is trying to control shifting, which I get the idea behind it, but I hate it. Why are you policing the game like that?
Yeah, that's too much. Like, I get it because they think the shift is doing stuff, but I think they've shown the shift isn't helping that much.
But that's like, but that's like telling football, like, well, you can't do zone defense. It's too good. Like,
yeah, it's got to be head to head.
It's got to be man to man. It's like Pro Bowl rules. You can't do, you know, you can't, or in Pro Bowl, I think it's like no man to man and it's just zone. It's just like saying you can't do these specific things, and that's idiotic. Number two, this is a fine one. Two.
I just saw a picture. Someone photoshopped crying R. Kelly onto Antonio Brown.
Oh, I saw it. It's fantastic. I saw the Antonio Brown photoshopped on the crying Jordan, too. They're all great. I mean, not R. Kelly, though. Have you? Is there more horrific things out right now between the R. Kelly thing that I haven't watched? Any of it. I haven't watched the video, if you know what I mean, or this documentary, or the interview he did where he walked out. And then have you heard about the Michael Jackson thing?
You know what? I hear people talking about it. I don't even know what it is. What is the Michael Jackson thing?
It's called like Surviving Neverland or something like that. It is, it is tales from the children at the time saying the horrific things that happened. And it is graphic.
No, thanks.
Nope. It is a horrible, horrible time to watch television. That's what I'm trying to get at you.
By the way.
The what?
Another hard P right there from you.
Hard P's.
Nope.
Yeah. Ooh, don't want any hard P's with R. Kelly in the mix there. all right. So, sorry. Time between innings and pitching changes reduced from 2 minutes and 5 seconds to 1 minute and 45 seconds. So they're just cutting 20 seconds off. That's fine. Here's the worst of the worst. Distance from pitching rubber to home plate extended 24 inches in the second half of the season only, with no change to mound height or slope. What? What do you mean in the second half of the season only? What does
Wait,
that
read
mean?
It again. I'm sorry. I think I got confused with the jargon. Read it one more time. What is it?
Distance from pitching rubber to home plate is extended by 24 inches, so 2 feet.
So 2 feet,
in
right.
The second half of the season only, with no change to the mound height or slope.
Okay, so the mound height is still going to be the same.
How? Yeah,
I get that. They're just moving the whole mound back 2 feet.
But how is that going to – that's not going to help pitchers. How is that going
to
help pitchers?
No, it's not supposed to help pitchers. It's supposed to help hitters.
Well, because the pitchers are going to just be – I would say that would be more harmful. Pitchers are going to start seeing their velocity go down.
Well, they're going to start seeing their velocity go down, yeah.
They're going to try to throw harder.
Is, yeah, they're going to blow out their arms, but yeah. The pitchers are going to be easier to hit, so there'll be more runs. They're trying to keep up with – you know, the NFL has increased scoring. The NBA has increased scoring. They're trying to keep up with that.
Mm.
That's the point of that. I mean,
I don't like it.
It's not that I like it, but that's the point of it.
Well, it's stupid. Is that not a stupid
it stinks
point?
And I hate it.
I battle between, like, my favorite thing on the internet was the person that tweeted me the how Adam Ottavino would strike out Babe Ruth. That's my favorite. But yeah. I also...
Well, you notice, I just ignored that.
It is a great tweet.
So, sometimes you got to just ignore things.
I also... You know? I'm not good at it. I also have a traditionalist standpoint, too, where, like, I don't want the NFL to go to 18 games. Because you know what it does? I feel like it negates all statistics leading up to this change.
All the records?
All the records. All the records mean nothing. It all means nothing anymore. And that sucks.
Like, in the NFL, for whatever reason, I just don't care about NFL records.
I'm a Jerry Rice fan, so it's, you know, he
well, no
owns
one's
all
gonna break Jerry. Like, even the people that break Jerry Rice's records, because it's gonna happen, they don't matter because they didn't do it in an era. Unless someone breaks the rushing record, you know, in the next 15 years, that would mean a running back stayed healthy enough to do it and actually ran enough to do it. So, which I don't think is going to happen. So that's a big one there. But the baseball records are so much more, they're so much older and they're so much more, pure to me. Of course, then we have the steroids and all that stuff, which is why people are so pissed off at steroids. But I don't know.
But my whole point is, like, he didn't add on to everything. Like, why would we change? Why are we going to physically change this type of stuff? You know what I mean? Like, why would we bring the mound back? That's not good. How is that going to be good for the game? Why are the bases going
to
be
increasing runs, man? It's increasing runs. And that's what they want to do. They want to increase runs, so more people are enjoying the game because more things are happening. So that's the whole point. Yeah, you know, it's because you have everyone, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound like an old man, and I don't necessarily believe this stuff.
They got this thing that someone says right before they sound incredibly
well. Old. They have everyone has a shorter attention span. It's not me saying, oh, these kids today, millennials, and blah, 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 because I'm one of them. I got my nose buried in my phone most of the day.
Well,
so
it's a good point,
I'm absolutely one of those people.
But, and I'm also one of those people. I go to so many games because, you know, out here in Arizona, I'm at Arizona Fall League, I'm at AZL. I catch myself in games on my phone. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do have moments where I check out. Baseball does allow that, but I don't know. I don't think that's what you're missing. I can't see necessarily a space where an 11 to 12 game has everybody super excited. People want bigger homers. If you want more runs, get back to steroids. How popular was baseball when these guys were hitting 60 homers?
Mandatory steroid injections. That's what we want,
right? Enchestments,
right.
Yeah, please. I'm just being honest. Do we want to alter the field or let the players alter themselves? Like, what's going to improve the gameplay so much more? Just make it faster. People get bored. Baseball isn't bad. I mean, baseball's my favorite sport. Baseball, when it's being played, is exciting. Seeing big hacks, seeing the homers, get rid of these unwritten rules so players can taunt and get flashy and stuff like that. Get more excitement in the game. Mic up the players. The spring training is incredible when you see Mookie Betts get mic'd up. That stuff is fantastic. Do that type of stuff, but just make it faster. The problem is they throw a pitch and then the guy, he moves around the mound. He's gripping the ball. The other guy has to do the Nomar Garciaparra with his gloves. They get in the batter's box after what feels like 30 seconds and then they call for time. And then he throws a pitch outside. And then all of a sudden you have an at-bat that's like 5 minutes. That's why people check out. Keep doing the clocks. Get these guys, boom, pitch done. It's like a video game. Let us hit A to continue on.
I'm 100% with you, and I think it's something that they need to start teaching at the lower level. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, pick up the ball, throw it fast. Pick up the ball, throw it fast. And the batter's got to be ready. You know, I think that is something that could improve this pace of play problem that that baseball seems to be having. But you see, everyone's saying, oh, baseball's a dying sport. Well, I can't get parking at a spring training game, and tickets are $65. So, you tell me baseball's dying. Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean,
spring training isn't. Maybe it is during the regular season.
It gets old in the second half, but it's alive, man. We were sitting front row, Angels White Sox, and we had 30 kids in front of us. I mean, we're in the front row seats, and all these kids just bust out in front of us, and the entire third base line on the front is just covered in kids with baseballs and stuff to get autographs, to be there for players. They know all the players and stuff like that. The game's not dead. The game's not dying. They just need to pick it up. They need to figure ways out. And this is a testy line here where I do agree that baseball can get long. And to be frank, as someone that likes multiple sports, I do get burned out when August comes around. I get burned out and you start to move towards football, while at the same time I don't know what the fix to that is, because I don't want them to lessen the games. Then we come back to my same issue. It's like, okay, well, what about all those records? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want football to add games. I don't want baseball to take games away. Just make the games more quality. And is the quality truly just a whole bunch of more runs? I don't know.
They were talking about going down to 7 innings last year. That was a real thing that people were thinking of. Isn't that ridiculous? That's a bit much, right?
That's a bit. This isn't the Little League. 5 innings, 21 rule. They're going to have a 20 run rule. Oh, they're up by 20. Game's over. Call it. That's not what this is.
No, I agree with you. I don't like it. So,
right, you want to talk about a league? Let's talk about what we're doing right now. How about
Let's talk about ALNL. I got a team that I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work.
All right,
and I've got a team where I'm like, I am clearly winning the ring, so everyone can stop.
So here's what we did. We have an entry league here where you get into two leagues. One is an AL and one is an NL. the uniqueness of it is if a player gets traded from AL, he can go to your NL team. So, and if you draft him in AL and then he signs in the NL, you get him. But they're two separate leagues, but they're 16-man. So they're brutal. They're absolutely brutal because the player pool just decimates. I'm actually up right now in AL too. So which do you focus? What's the one that you're concerned about, and what's the one that you're like, championship?
AL is the one where I'm like, I don't know about AL. So I had the later pick. No, actually, I had the earlier pick in AL because I got Jose Ramirez.
Yeah,
I had
third pick overall. Three.
But it was the coming back that I didn't like. So I had my first round pick was Jose Ramirez, who I picked third. My second round pick was Mike Clevinger. And then I went with Joey Gallo was my third pick. I mean, that's how far it drops off.
And this is so not points. Quickly. This is head-to-head category.
So, yeah. So what I've kind of decided to do with my hitters is because I was looking around. Jose Ramirez has a bunch of stuff. The batting average isn't fantastic. It was like 279, I think, last year. So I'm like, okay, well, if I punt average, I think it opens me up for more players. So the rest of my hitting is Ronald Odor, bad average, Jay Bruce, bad average, Jorge Soler, CJ Cron. So I'm not worrying about batting average. Tyler White has good average, but it was more, this is the last first baseman that you would actually want on your team at this point. So I went ahead and took Tyler White. The rest of my pitching outside of Clevinger, I took Eduardo Rodriguez, Dylan Bundy, Matt Shoemaker, and Zach Britton. That is my pitching. So this is the league where I'm kind of, I don't know about this. And I know it sounds ugly, especially to someone that's never played ALNL. So should we look at a random team to compare it?
Well, here's mine. I mean, you want to compare it to mine?
Yeah, let's compare it to yours, and then let's get a random team in the middle.
All right, I've got E5 at first, Zach Cosart at third, Willy Adames at short. My outfield is Billy Hamilton, Avisel Garcia, and Domingo Santana. Oh, and utility is Miguel Cabrera. Pitching,
I like that.
I've got Blake Snell, Luis Severino, Matt Harvey with Aroldis Chapman and Brad Boxberger.
I like your pitching. Yeah. Your pitching is real good. Even Severino being hurt, I think getting him, you know, in the second round in an AL only is still decent value.
Yeah, and so if he comes back like relatively healthy, I think. I mean, Severino is one of the biggest question marks coming into this year, and really all these guys. You have Kershaw, who's starting to kind of throw. You've got Carlos Martinez, who we're not going to get info on for about 3 or 4 days, and then Severino might start the season on the DL, but might be fine after that. These are guys that are going to come at discounts, but you are going to take a concerted risk, and I did take stupid Luis Severino before he got hurt, which was lame.
Let's take a look at, how about we look at John's team, Captain John in the ITL Army. His hitting looks like Omar Narvez at catcher, Mitch Moreland at first, Scope at second, Renato Nunez at third, Xander Bogaerts at short, Jake Bowers, Mitch Haniger, Max Kepler, really good outfield.
I like
there.
That.
And then his pitching is Michael Fulmer, Rick Porcello, Justin Verlander. Craig Kimbrell he took, whom he may have to move to the NL if he signs over there. And Chad Green also. So that's kind of where we're sitting.
Brutal, man. 16. I don't have a second baseman right now. And the second baseman.
I have a shortstop.
It's amazing.
What do I not have? I think in NL I don't have a shortstop.
Man, the guys that are out there are brutal. They're brutal that's out there right now.
I don't have a shortstop and I don't have a catcher in this one. So, make your pick though. Who are you going to pick here?
I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to it. I can't make it on the fly here. So let's
Make it on the fly? I think you can make it on the fly, right?
We can talk about it, I guess. I mean, Jonathan Loaisiga, I just don't know if he's going to get the gig for Severino while he's out. That would be hedging my bet. CeCe Sabathia, also banged up. He's out there. Lance Lynn, Irvin Santana. I mean, I have a shortstop. I don't have flexibility. So, I mean, if I wanted to take a catcher, Fatty Estadillo's out there, but he's a utility player at this point.
Yeah.
And is there any other catcher that's even available right now? Let's see.
I mean, Garver's supposed to get some time.
I mean, Jason Castro is sitting out there.
Yeah, I mean, and we're all talking about catchers on the same team. James McCann.
It's brutal. Whoa,
Grayson Greiner.
Second base is essentially Dustin Pedroia. That's it.
Is that it? That's it. Everything?
Brandon Lowe, Franklin Barreto, David Fletcher. It's gross.
Oh, Fletcher's supposed to start.
Yeah. It's not good. Dustin Pedroia is probably the best bet.
Who'd you say?
Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, that's probably who I would take.
That's about it.
Well,
second base, yeah.
Did you fill that minor league spot yet?
No, I haven't filled the minor league
spot. Because I've got Forrest Whitley in my minor league spot. I forgot to say that.
Yeah, there's no real good minor leaguers out there. Outside of I would take like a Loaisica or Domingo Germain. It's gross, dude. AL's gross. Why? Well, okay.
I might say, like Lance Lynn, I might just take because he's a starter.
Yeah. You know? Actually, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we'll talk about the NL. We'll do a pick or two from our athletic mock, and you can be on the lookout for that. And then maybe we'll get to any of the other leagues. And then we're going to talk about some basketball in hour three. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Final segment of this hour. We got basketball coming up in the next hour, so while your baseball love and coverage is happening here, we put out a poll. I don't remember which segment it was now, but it was in this hour, essentially asking, because we have a home league that we play in, and we were talking about, we knew two people that were out, and it was fine, because we actually had someone we wanted to replace, we wanted to come into that league. The other one was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then you bust the news that four people in our long-term home league. Now, listen, this home league is like 15 years old. This is the original of original fantasy leagues that you and I have ever done. And
it's the OG.
You threw out the idea of maybe having to dismantle it. I don't know if I can
not
live
dismantle
with that.
We would still have the same players, but we, you know, four new people, that's, you know, that's a third of the league. Maybe
but
we
I mean,
just
that's
reset
the death of the league. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is this league.
Wow.
This league goes back to when Jose Reyes was a rookie. And David Wright was a rookie. I took both of them in the inaugural draft. My first round pick was Vladimir Guerrero in that draft. Yours was Pujols.
Pujols. Pujols, I remember Pujols and Rich Harden was my double tap.
Yeah. Yeah. And, mine.
Or maybe.
No.
Did you take Harden?
No, I took Peavy. Because I wanted Jake.
You took Jake Peavy.
You and I did a trade, and you got, it was dumb at the time of me, honestly, because I had the first overall pick, and I should have taken Pujols, but I wanted Vlad because he was my favorite. So I traded so I would have the pick before you because you were going to take Peavy, because Peavy was amazing at this time. So yeah. I took Vlad and Peavy in that one. And I hate the idea of it breaking up, but the bigger question wasn't so much about, like, people come and go in leagues all the time. We've had pretty good, you know, steady stuff, maybe one person every 4 or 5 years or something like that. But what you hate is when the people you don't want in the league to stay and the people you want people to stay and they go away. So the question was really more about, because I was curious, how many people do you think are sitting around wishing, you know, I want that guy out of the league. I wish there were these guys that were out of the league. That would make it better. So we asked that. We said we had some leave our home league that we wish didn't, but in your home league, how many people do you wish would quit that league to make it better? And I put, like, not set a lineup guy, a-hole guy, bad trade guy, doesn't pay attention guy, etc. Currently, the vote, and here are the options. One, how many do you want to wish would leave? One, two to three, or four plus?
I can't believe it.
Yep. The lowest is four plus. 12% want four plus people to leave their league, which I think is hilarious. 52%.
I mean, just get out of that league. If it's four plus, get out of that league. If it's four guys, you want gone.
52% want two to three guys out of their league. I was right. Because only 36% want one out of the league.
And we got some responses here. I like our guy Jag said might be on acid guy.
That was one, yeah.
I don't know that I've had him before.
Well, no, we did. Remember, that was in the inaugural draft. Might be on.
Yeah, that was too many shots of 151 guy.
Yeah.
So
throw up in the corner at the bar guy.
Throw up in the corner of the bar guy, right.
Yeah.
Here's this guy. Well, there'd be no show if I booted this guy. Complain about categories guy, the Welsh. Look at that.
No, I didn't see that. Where is that guy? You made that one up.
I didn't.
I don't see that.
Right under just a guy.
Oh, I don't see that. I don't see that
maybe
response.
Maybe it's someone that's blocked you. So I don't
actually,
know.
It must be. I literally don't see that response at all. Let me click on. I'm wondering what happened because I see the other ones because there's one or two that are funny. So here, hold on. Why am I not seeing it?
Well, it's responded to you, so I don't know how you.
I just saw it 2 minutes ago. It
came okay.
Yeah, complain about categories, guy. Yeah, you wouldn't have a league. That's me. Evan said we got rid of belittle everyone else's moves, guy, at the beginning of last year. Yep, that guy's intolerable.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
But here's the defense, though, Boggs. Sometimes the a-hole guy keeps the league active and entertaining.
Well, I wonder who that is in his league.
yeah, he might be that guy. Who said this? This is Pod.
This is Lamont.
Yeah, Lamont. He's that guy. Lamont, if you're saying sometimes a-hole guy keeps the league active and entertaining, you're that guy. You're that guy. I mean, I disagree. But again, for me, it's about experience. It's not about like, I know some, you know, and rightfully so, the right mindset might be, it's like win money. That's if I'm playing NFBC. I don't care about in NFBC, big money leagues like that, it's all about that. If I'm playing in a home league that I have to give these people my attention, it's year round and stuff like that, I want to like the people. I want to enjoy it. I don't want my experience ruined. I don't want complaining and fighting and all that type of stuff. And that's my home league. I know people go play public leagues or they just jump in someone else's league. That's different when you don't know the people. Our home leagues, Bogman and I, we know the people. I want to have a good time. And if you start to take away my fun and that experience, then I don't like it and I don't pay attention and I don't care. And I'll eventually leave. That's what is going to happen with those. So I don't want my experience ruined. So I'm more prone to say, you know, a-hole guy. But then also in our particular situation, it was the guys that they just didn't care. They just didn't pay attention to anything. And we right. had to do all this stuff for them. And it's like, well, why do you want to play in this? And this year they showed us they don't. Four of them left.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised by I'm really surprised by 2-3 because just there's so many times I've heard if this guy was just gone, it'd make the league so much better. That's what I've heard more than anything being a commissioner. But maybe people just want to complain about one guy at a time. You know, maybe they don't want to overwhelm me, the Welsh. Maybe that's what that is.
Yeah, maybe. I thought that was an interesting experiment. You know, you and I, we have a mass exodus this year. And now, to be fair, I think here's another thing that was part of our fault. We changed platforms this year, and we're changing back. I think that exposed the lack of fun for some people in the platform. We were on one platform forever. Then we changed to another platform. That disengaged a lot of people, we found out. And then even regardless of going back to the old platform, I think people had already kind of age themselves out. Everyone's getting older. They just realize how much they didn't care. They realize how much they didn't need it, and they moved on.
Right.
That sounds
exactly
right?
So. Yeah, that sounds perfect.
I have Wander Franco in my minor league system. I can't get rid of that. I have Juan Soto. I have Chris Bryant. I don't want to lose those guys.
I mean, my team sucks, so I'm not like. But I don't want the league to shut down. So, you know, I would rather keep it going. But I'll have to look, you know, at who's left and get. You know, take the temperature of the 8 of the 12 that are left and see what's the deal. You are number 5. You are firmly against. You are what I sent to DoorDash when they're like, did we take care of your problem? You are strongly against. That's what you are, right?
Strongly against. That's okay. Exactly right. Strongly against.
Noted.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for noting my account.
I did. I noted it.
All right. Couple notes here. Then
your money will be returned to you in 3 to 8 business days.
That would be great. That would be fantastic. Send it on over. NL.
Send it on over.
Let's look at their NL teams real quick. And then we're going to go to just talk about a few notes because we don't want to, you know, obviously we want to give the respect to the Athletic. They invited us on a mock. It was a points league mock with a bunch of great people. We'll talk about that in a second. But so we talked about the 16-man AL. The 16-man NL, This is the one I really like, I think. Here's my team so far, Boggs. I'm really actually in love with it more I look at it. At first, I've got Joey Votto. He was my second round pick. 16-man AL. Insanity. Second base in the 10th round, I just took Luis Urias, which I'm happy about. I've got Mikel Franco at third base, which I took in the 9th round. I've got Amed Rosario at short. My outfield is Michael Conforto and Tyler O'Neill. But my pitching, Max Scherzer, Yu Darvish. I do have Carlos Martinez with Edwin Diaz and Archie Bradley.
Ah.
This is my team. I love this team.
Well, I mean, I wish I could say it's as good as my team.
Oh, so this is okay. So this is the one where you think it's all championship.
Yeah, here's my pitching staff. It would be the weakness of my team.
This is a pretty
good
team.
I've got Noah Syndergaard. I got Noah Syndergaard, John Lester, Derek Holland, Alex Wood, and Chris Paddock. I don't have any closers. So if you don't get him early in NLAL, you just don't get him. My hitting, though, the Welsh. My outfield is Juan Soto, Marcelo Zuna, Brian Anderson. In my infield so far, I have no short, no catcher. Ian Desmond, Scooter Gennett, Jake Lamb.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good team.
My minor league guy, Peter Alonso.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot because also you gave yourself flexibility because when Alonso's up, you can move Desmond over Brian Anderson, and that's going to put you way over.
And then I could put Brian Anderson in for Jake Lamb when Jake Lamb is going up against the lefty. So
that's true. Okay, that's some good flexibility. Let's look at another random team. How about we pick who we want to pick here? Let's pick that somebody that – let's – how about Adam Harris?
Okay.
Let's do that. Adam Harris's team. He's got Francisco Cervelli, Hosmer at first, Starling Castro at second, Will Myers at third, Manny Machado at short. Outfield is Corey Dickerson, Starling Marte, and Scott Schebler with pitching staff of, Derek Rodriguez is the only starter, but he's got three closers, Kirby Yates, Will Smith, and Wade Davis.
Yeah, I mean, I like this. Hopefully he noticed that I bumped the minimum innings up to 10 this year.
Well, he's got one starter.
Yeah, he's got one starter. Hopefully he puts up 10 innings a week, Derek Rodriguez.
Let me ask you something. One thing we've been doing on a yearly basis that I like is we have been pushing ourselves to do all the formats in a year. You know, we're doing points, we're doing ALNL, we do Roto, we do head-to-head like, we do all of them. Even though we push ourselves to doing an ALNL, do you see the love that people have for the league-specific ones? Like, it's a lot of the older players freaking love league-specific
formats.
I see
it more than anybody because I get the emails, Welsh. So, and it's the almost unanimously the first pick for leagues. Now, the people that wanted head-to-head and points, they were all about it. But I got more emails about ALNL. I got like, hey, I'll be in Crybaby Roto if you guys don't have any spots in ALNL. That's what I want first. So,
okay. I mean, but I meant more like for you. Like, do you notice yourself having more fun with the league-specific formats, or is it still just it's
more
strictly
fun?
Head-to-head?
Rank me here.
Head-to-head, Roto, points, and league-specific AL or NL. I want you to rank favorite to least favorite.
Head-to-head is favorite.
Okay.
Easy. Then I would go AL-NL. Then I would go Roto. Then I go points.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I might go points and then Roto. I'm just really good at points. I mean, I have the ring that says points league champion, the Welsh. You need another picture?
I'm good. I don't need to see.
Are you sure? You know what? Why don't I just send you a picture?
No, you're good. I believe you. I totally believe you. Official Fantasy Rings got you hooked up. I believe you. Speaking of points, let's go take a look real quick. So we were invited to do a mock draft for The Athletic. The Athletic has got their whole new fantasy stuff that's going down with all the peoples. I mean, who's in there? You got Salfino.
Brandon Funston, Jake Seeley.
Salfino. Dino. Yeah, Nando. Yeah, all those dudes are in there. Meaney was in there. It's a who's who. Pisapia, Funston. It's a bunch of ringers. Al Melchior. It's a bunch of freaking ringers that are in this one. So we get in the mock draft, and I think I had pick 7. Does that sound right? I think I had pick... No. I had pick 3. Bogman had pick 7. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you still there? You still with me?
Yeah. I'm with you.
I took... here's what I want to do. Because, again, I don't want to give these away. Because this, I think, is going to be in an article write-up that should be up this weekend over at The Athletic. And I highly suggest, because there's some really interesting teams and there's some really interesting guys that fell. One of them... And actually, I'm going to jump ahead I saw one of the guys who took Adalberto Mondesi in the mock, and he was tweeting about it, and everyone was just falling over themselves about how he got Mondesi in the 10th round, and everyone was like, oh my God, oh my, and then he was like, I
points
know.
Oh,
it's an effing points league, dude. You're talking about projections. The guy might not be over 300 points, and
right.
It wasn't even close, so I lose myself, especially when you don't give context, where everyone was losing their mind.
Music. This moment, you own it. You better never let it go.
Never let it go. Oh my God, you got Mondesi in the. Whoa, what happened? And they go, I know.
Did you get Billy Hamilton too, bro?
It's amazing. Yeah, that's the thing with points leagues, bro. Is they fall. The speed guys fall. Mondesi falls. He's a post 100 player, most likely. I mean, you want to take the risk. You can take the risk, I suppose. But guys like Eduardo Escobar are going to outperform him in these formats. So I don't get the falling over each other because you're taking big power bats. This was a format that did negate it, was negative on strikeouts, so that's not going to help Mondesi as well. And it's low point totals on stolen bases. You don't get a whole bunch. So I just didn't understand the falling over of that. And there was a couple of that, you know, when you get into projection stuff. Give me two guys in your mock that you really fell in love with that you ended up getting.
Well, okay. So I had... My first just couple picks were pitchers. I went with the pitcher thing. And really, it's not that I fell in love with. I just think that this is the smart strategy that a lot of people don't implore in a points league. Get guys that close. And I took closers fast, too furious, the Welsh. Mm. I got Diaz, Trinan, Hicks, Giles, and Alvarado. So I got five closers. That was kind of the base of my strategy in a points league. You can get those saves at any point, which are, what are they, two less than a win? It's usually 5 points for a save and 7 points for a win. So I love it. I love getting closers in points leagues.
I was really, if I can pick two picks here, I went early pitching as well. Two of my first three picks were pitchers. I had the third pick and I took Scherzer. But a couple picks that I really liked in the eighth round, I love Matt Chapman this year. And here's what I love about Matt Chapman. Every format. He works in every format. Roto, head-to-head, points. He works everywhere. And getting him in the 94th overall pick in the eighth round, I loved. The pick I followed up with, Scooter Gennett, I got at 99 in the ninth round. This is, again, one of those things like Scooter's great in this format. You know, he doesn't steal a bunch of bases. He just does all the other stuff. That's what I need. That's what I want. I want hits. I want homers. And he gets that for me. So getting Chapman and Gennett, I thought were super low-key, like great picks in the 90s. Those are probably the two I was happiest with. But what's interesting when you get into some of these industry ones sometimes is I do feel like occasionally they play themselves out almost like they're standard head-to-head. You see people not wanting to not have Mondesi, you know, and well, you see the stolen base that, guys going.
The whole point that you make on points leagues is that the name value goes away. And that's exactly right. So when people see I got Mondesi in the 10th round, well, that's great.
Who cares?
What are his points? That's all that matters at the end of the day. You don't care about his percentages or the fact that he might be crazy upside in steals. Now in ESPN, steals count more than they do in Fantrax or Yahoo because they're worth two. So maybe his value is going up. But for me, it's all about power. I'm taking yep. power at pretty much every position. The stolen bases being worth more makes it so I can take, you know, a guy like Peraza or whatever a little bit higher, but I'm still going power 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We'll go take a look, and you can find this mock over on The Athletic. I think there's going to be a write-up that'll be going down with it. We actually have to send some blurbs here. Go over to InThisLeague.com. Make sure you're locked into the pods that are coming up this week. We've got the top 300 and our last mock draft for the season. And go to Amazon. Check out our book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. Pick it up. Support your boys. Let us know that you did. We will love you a long time. And make sure to tune in the pods this week. We got some potential league things that are going on. We're going to do a giveaway for OFR and stuff like that.